Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and happy Halloween 2022. It is October 31st, 2022, 15 minutes past the hour, 57 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. Who could ask for anything better on Halloween, or as some people like to call it, Beggar's Night 2022. All the action will happen tonight. I know a lot of events happened this past weekend. A lot of trunk or treats and Halloween parties and things of that nature went on Saturday. You know, on Sunday, none of that is really done. It's kind of interesting because we still hold Sunday as kind of a sacred holy day in which Halloween things should not be practiced. So that's still kind of nice and interesting. This weekend comes around, most people don't do things on Sunday, but, well, that could be just because people have to go back to work on Monday, too, but Saturday seems to be a big Halloween party night and big night to take the kids out to things, so it's nice that we are here, but Marion has always had their trick-or-treat night on Halloween. And the only time Halloween is not, well, trick-or-treat, I should say. The only time trick-or-treat is not practiced on October 31st in Marion is if it does fall on a Sunday, which I believe it did last year. Then I believe it's the following day or the day before or something like that. But no problems this year because it is on a Monday. And here we are on Halloween. You know, It's an interesting day because it's not really a holiday. Halloween is not considered a holiday. People go to work. Obviously, banks are open and schools are open and things of that nature. But it really does kick off the holiday season because after today, we go to a new month. Tomorrow's November the 1st. And this year, Thanksgiving, which I've said this a few times, is November 24th. So we don't even have a month until Thanksgiving. So 24 days from tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and then certainly Thanksgiving kicks off the holiday season, which will have a particularly long holiday season this year, November 25th through December 25th, which I believe will end up being 31 days, which that's pretty good for the holiday season. More than 4 weeks, 4.5 weeks of Christmas this year. So maybe that'll help the economy, although I don't know that the economy is doing all that bad. You know, I keep hearing everything about gas prices and inflation and things of that nature, but what I don't hear about is people buying less, and I certainly don't see people in the stores buying less. The stores are just as crowded as they always have been. Although, I will say this. I did notice this yesterday, being October 30th, which is what yesterday would have been. There's still a lot of candy left on the shelves in the store, considering today's Halloween. And I can't imagine everybody's going to run in today and buy all the candy. So I don't know if people are doing less trick-or-treats or people just don't have the money for that. I really don't know what that's all about this year. But here we are, Halloween. Does anybody have any special memories of Halloween? You know, one of the things we like to do on this show is remember the past. And the one thing that sticks out in my mind, and I think people probably don't remember this, unless you are of a certain age, and I'm not even sure what year it stopped, but Marion used to have a Halloween parade every year. Now, I don't remember where the Halloween parade was, or even what the purpose of the Halloween parade was. I know it was kids who got in their Halloween costumes, and there was a parade, although I'm not even sure where the parade was. I don't know if it was downtown or if it was on another street, I don't know. I think there was a costume judging competition with Halloween back in those days. But I really don't know. Does anybody remember the Halloween parade that used to be here in Marion? Or does anybody have a memory of Halloween past? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. As we are in the full swing of Halloween 2022. So does anybody remember that big Halloween parade that used to be in Marion? And I don't know when it stopped. Does anybody know when that that finally bit the dust, the big Halloween parade? I think about Halloween, and I think of the things that happened over the years. You know, there have been a couple scares with Halloween over the years. I remember the big scare. I think it was mainly, I really don't know when the scare started, but I remember it was pretty big in the 80s. When people thought people were putting things in candy. Although, I will say that, did you ever hear many reports of that being done? You know, for all the talk there was about people, you know, injecting things into candy or doing things to candy, I never really heard many reports that that was actually being done. Which is a good thing. But, you know, once is enough. You really don't want that to be happening. So it's good that that never really materialized into something big. And I don't know why anybody would be doing that anyway. I guess the theory is all the be funny, be rude, do what they need to do. But to be honest with you, I don't, you know, it would be just like injecting any other candy. Why would you pick Halloween candy? More candy going out? I have no idea. But, so that's that. It's Halloween. So if anybody's got any Halloween memories or anything to say in regard to Halloween, give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. Well, we certainly are starting off Halloween on a dark note. It certainly is dark outside. That'll change somewhat next week. I believe the time changes this coming weekend. Somebody will have to check me on that. Of course, it'll get dark earlier in the evenings, but hopefully we'll be done with this, darkness in the mornings. So it's Halloween, yes. Okay. Well, you know, this past weekend, I did eat out once on Friday night and once on Saturday night. And I got to tell you, I went to two places that I don't really go to a whole lot. And both of them were very good meals this past weekend. On Friday night, I went over to Victor's Tacos on Main Street. And I got a chicken quesadilla. Now, I'll tell you what's funny. When I was in college, I worked in a restaurant here locally that had quesadillas. And they were one of the most popular items on the menu. People who work there love to eat the quesadilla. Customers love the quesadilla. And I don't think I ever tasted the quesadilla the entire time that I worked there. But now, when I go to Victor's, that is my go-to dish, the chicken quesadilla. And it's very, very good. But I'll tell you, my only problem with the chicken quesadilla is, at Victor's, is that they give you guacamole and they give you sour cream as the dipping sauce. And I am not a fan of guacamole or sour cream. So next time I go to Victor's and order the chicken quesadilla, I'm going to see if they'll give me some kind of cheese or something to dip it in. Because I wouldn't want to dip it in ketchup or anything like that. But I think cheese would be good. And I know that there's something called a chicken and cheese quesadilla. But I think it'd be better to dip the chicken quesadilla in the cheese rather than anything else. But I have never been a fan of sour cream. I don't like sour cream on potatoes. I don't like sour cream on anything. It's just not something I like. Now, I'm sure there have probably been dishes that sour cream was in and I didn't know it. But other than that, sour cream is just not one of my favorite things. And I've never liked guacamole. Now, I like salsa, but I do not like guacamole. But I don't like the hot salsa. I like the mild salsa. So next time I go to Victor's, I'm going to have to get some cheese. Or mild salsa. Mild salsa might not be bad for the chicken quesadilla. Then on Saturday night, I went, and I had not been to this place probably in about a year. I went to Dugout Pizza in Caledonia, and they have very good pizza. I don't know how many people realize how good a pizza the Dugout has in Caledonia. You know, it's only, what, 10, 15 minutes up the road here from Marion? But I think we have so many pizza places here in Marion that very few people go over there. Now, maybe they do. I really don't know. They seem to be doing a business. But, you know, boy, we have a lot of pizza places in Marion. Genova's and Papa John's and Pizza Hut and East of Chicago and Domino's and Tubby's and pizza places galore, San Soda. So I don't know if a lot of people do go over to the Dugout. They probably do to stay in business. But boy, I tell you, they had a great staff in there. I went and picked up the pizza on Saturday night. And, you know, Saturday night's obviously a big pizza night. And I went in there, and what was interesting to me is they had a huge staff in there on a Saturday night. And they were all pretty much younger kids. There were probably 10 people in there when I walked in the door, all staff members. It seems like they do more of a carry-out business than anything else. Because there were not, I don't think there was anybody sitting in there eating. But there were about 10 people behind the counter. So it's good they have a full staff over there with all the staffing issues we hear over in Caledonia at the Dugout. So there's a recommendation for you. If you haven't had the Dugout pizza, you should try that out. We should give an update here, even though it's Halloween, on the fruitcake toss, because, you know, the fruitcake toss has really grown in popularity, and we did have some more entries on Friday. Now, of course, I have the full list at the studio. Now, I know Linda entered somebody on Friday. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he's in the competition. And Jeannie Evers was entered on Friday by Sarah, so she's in the competition. So I believe we're up well over 30 people at this particular point. And like I said, of course, I don't have the full list here. But I'll give you a taste of some of the people in the competition. And I wrote down Sarah's names on Friday as well, but of course they're at the studio. Who do we have in this? We have Sarah. We have Judy Cressup. We have, I think, two other people coming with Sarah. We have Pastor Whitaker. We have Buckeye Guy, we have Fruitcake Lily, we have Ralph Thacker, although I still don't know if anybody's got in contact with Ralph Thacker. We have Dono Bauer, last year's champion, we have Glenn Coble, we have Brandon, we have Adam, we have Linda, we have myself, we have Terry, we have Sean, we have Angie, we have Sheriff Bales, we have Lieutenant Brown from the police station. We have Fire Chief Chuck Deem. Who else do we have in this competition? Mayor Kellogg, Ted Jolliffe, James Anderson, Dr. Davis. So a whole host of people. And then, as I said, on Friday, Jeannie Evers and who was the other entrant on Friday? Well, Linda's friend, who I can't remember his name, but he was also put in. So I think we're well up over 31 or 32 entries so far, and we're not even out of October yet. And it's going to be a big event. Now, I will say this. You know, I was thinking of people to enter. Now, I know at this point, I believe George Kasotis has been called. I believe that Ray Grogan has been called. I believe Mayor Schertzer has been called. And I believe Jason Schauber has been called. Now, I don't know if we've heard back from any. Oh, I believe Jim Ganahl and Colleen Marshall were called as well. Now, I don't know if we've heard back from any of them. If you have heard back or have anybody else to enter, give us a call. You can say they were entered on Halloween Day. Now, remember, it can be anybody. It doesn't have to be anybody in any type of position. It can just be anybody. Oh, Bob Welsh is in the fruitcake competition. And I should mention that the winner of the fruitcake competition will receive a plaque that's being made by Bob Welsh, will receive a fruitcake, a Claxton fruitcake. Boy, oh boy, what a gift that will be. a certificate saying they are the 2022 Fruitcake Champion, and they will also get a dinner from somewhere. Well, we have to meet. We'll probably meet on election night and discuss this. But you'll get some kind of meal from somewhere in town. So that'll be the big fruitcake toss prize. So if anybody has anything to add to the fruitcake toss, give me a buzz here this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, I was thinking about people to enter into the fruitcake toss. And I'll tell you, one name came to mind, somebody who we have had on the program quite a bit. We'll go to the phones here, then we'll come back to this conversation. Go ahead, caller.
Scott George called me Friday, and he said he can't come.
Okay. You know, that's interesting. I saw George last night in the grocery store, and I think he's going to be back with us here on the station on a Friday morning. I don't know if it's this Friday or an upcoming Friday, but he was asking me about, I think he didn't know a lot about it. So I'm not sure George is a total out yet, because he was asking me the date last night and everything. I don't think he knew what it was.
Now, I think most of them, I told the date on practically all of them.
Right, right.
And the number he called me from, I think I had two or three numbers from him, the auditor's office, if not any of those numbers. So maybe I'll give him another call back.
Well, yeah, because we definitely talked about it last night, and because the first thing he said when he walked up to me, he said, "Hey, somebody called me about the fruitcake toss," and I said, "Yeah," I said, "It's December 15th," and I kind of tried to explain to him what we do and who was in it and what we've done for the last 3 years, and when he left the grocery store last night, he seemed like, because he definitely wanted to come into the station, and we set that up on a Friday. And he seemed like he was interested. So I don't know if he just didn't know or maybe got caught in a busy moment. I don't know. Once I told him I think Mayor Kellogg was in it, I think he didn't. He might have thought that he was going to be the oldest person in it or something like that. I don't know. He might have just had trepidation that way.
Well, do you want me to tell him, maybe, you know, that that he doesn't have to throw it if he doesn't want to?
Well, I don't think he had a problem throwing it. I think he just didn't understand what you do.
Well, he just thanked me for calling him and thinking of him, and he just said he couldn't participate, so I took it.
Well, I would definitely call him back and just say, "Hey, I heard you talk to Scott last night, and he thought you were going to participate," because that's pretty well the impression he left me with. And then just say, "Do you mind if I tell him to put you down?" Because maybe he just wanted to check his date book, too. I don't know, because he definitely was asking about the date. I think when he heard that the sheriff was going to be in it and Mayor Kellogg was going to be in it, I think that eased his mind on it. Because I'll tell you something interesting about this. One of the reasons we've done it this way, see, like George, for example, good guy, but at 90 years old, he could not compete in the peanut push. And I'm sure people have tried to enter him in the peanut push, but he can't get down on his hands and knees at this point and push a peanut. And that's why we've done this event. Anybody can toss a fruitcake. And I think a lot of when these people hear about the fruitcake toss, I think they think there's some athleticism involved, like the peanut push, where you might have to get down or do something special. And nobody at 90 years old wants to do that.
Well, now, did he show up last year?
No, last year he was out of town. I think that was the issue last year. I think he went left on vacation early. So any word from Ray Grogan or the... Now, the mayor, we might not hear from because, you know, until the campaign's over.
Yeah, because I'm not going to call them till not this week, maybe the next week, because that's closer to the time, and they'll know, maybe.
Yeah, I would wait to call. I would wait to call the mayor until after the election.
But I think most of them, I'm going to wait because this kind of they've got about 6 weeks.
Yeah,
do it. And a lot of people don't like to say anything, you know, that far out. But maybe later this week or first of next week, I'll give them a call again. But no, he just said he appreciated me calling him, and all of them I tell the date and the time and the address, so...
Well, I'll tell you the one that I'm surprised about is Ray Grogan. Now, I'm not saying that Ray has to enter, but I thought with the sheriff and the people from the police station, and he's not running for office this year, I'm kind of shocked that Ray has not said yes. Now, if he has a conflict on the date, I understand that, but I'm surprised his office hasn't gotten back with you yet.
Yeah, I forget why he couldn't last year. Most of them, like a lot of them could, like, but then at the last minute something happened, you know, and they couldn't.
But last year, you know, unfortunately last year, we only gave people a week's notice. And I think that, but you know what? We still had 30 people last year, so it went well. And we're well over, 30 already this year, and we're not even into November. But I'll tell you, one thing that I thought, I wonder if more local people will be entered as far as just citizens. Because last year, the guy who won, Don O'Bauer, he was just the grandson of somebody who listens to the station. He, you know, didn't have any position. He just worked at Donato's Pizza. And I thought, because I'm totally stealing this from Charlie, so this is not my idea. Nobody can think this is my idea. But what they did in the early days of the peanut push, now I don't know if they called the businesses, but they would call a local business like McDonald's, or it used to be Whirlpool in those days was a big one, and Tecumseh, and they would call places like that, and they would just say, hey, we're doing this event on such and such a date. Would your employees like to participate? And then that company would go around, and it was a fun thing to do at Christmas, the peanut push, and a lot of employees would get involved. And I thought, you know, there are a lot of kids involved, because our winner last year was from Donato's Pizza. And I thought, you know, if people at McDonald's, if people at, Wendy's, Burger King knew about this, and if you talk to a manager, I bet the managers of these places could get four or five people who would want to show up knowing there's no entry fee.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. People that do a computer, couldn't you log on to, like, say, McDonald's and then send a, what you're doing, and it would go to all three McDonald's? See, that's a simple way. I don't like calling them. Like the police department, I called McDonald, I guess, and Lieutenant Brown was the one that called me back. And I said, if anybody there wants to do it, well, a notice should go out to the police department. And like the fire department, I told Fire Chief Dean, you know, if anybody, he said somebody, it might not be him. But I thought all the fire stations, you know, they need to have a memo, something said on the computer. Well, so they're notified, because this call on everybody, you never get the person. You get, like, a secretary or somebody else.
Well, that's why I think if you called a business, you know, not an office, like if you called McDonald's and asked for the manager, they would get you the manager. And I think they could take down a note. What I'm waiting for to run it in the newspaper is I'm waiting till the elections are over. Because I figure once the elections are over, then we'll be, you know, a little closer to Thanksgiving. And that'll be a good time to run the spot for it.
Yeah, because when they give you a call back, like if my voicemail, if it can't accept anymore, I get these spammers. And lately they've been calling, I think it's U.S. Medicare, and they won't say anything. And it'll be like for 40 or 50 seconds, and I've had I don't know how many, and they take up your space. So if somebody did try to call and leave me a message and it was full, I try to check it every day now and stuff.
Well, I'll tell you,
that it's a hassle, because then you've got, they leave you a voicemail and stuff, where if something was sent to them, they could just automatically call the number if they need to verify it and stuff, instead of me calling them and then them calling back and stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, two people who I thought would be interesting that I was thinking about over the weekend, and I don't know that either one of them was entered last year in the competition, but they certainly have been to the station and they have participated in things. They're very community-minded people. Was Governor Strickland. Governor Strickland has been up here a lot and called in a lot, and he just lives down in Columbus. And I also thought about the President Harding impersonator. Everybody loves when the President Harding impersonator comes on, and I thought, Well, wouldn't it be interesting to see him out there tossing a fruitcake?
Yes.
So if somebody wants to nominate them, I could send a message to both of them to see if they wanted to do it. But I'm going to wait for somebody to nominate. Same thing with Ted Williams. Nobody's nominated Ted Williams. But those three, if somebody nominates them, I will send the message to them to ask them if they'd be interested. But I'll tell you something that would be interesting, and it would have to be done pretty quick. But somebody would have to nominate them. There are two people, because politicians, we're talking about our local politicians, but there are two politicians that I think would be interesting. Number one, Jim Jordan. He's our congressman, and he'll be home at that time because Congress is, I believe, out of session by that point. And he has an office that would be easy to call to see if he could do it. And
I like him, so.
What's that?
I said, I like him. I want somebody to get on these scammers. I thought when President Biden came in March right after, he was going to take care of this.
Well, would you
All
like
they
me
have to,
to
do is work with a telephone company. They could go to the moon. They can put a one by your name or something where you don't get the calls. For my daughter, her number is restricted, and when she calls me, it just says restricted. I had to put her number in. There's some simple way they could do this. And I told the one, I said, I might have a doctor, somebody calling me. And I said, today I've had three on there. It's just dead space, you know.
Because
usually I run and pick it up. I mean, I'll pick it up. And lately, this like month, what I see, it's out of state. But some of them look like Marion, the phone number. And I'll pick it up thinking it's somebody here calling me. Now I'm kind of waiting to see if they leave me a voicemail because sometimes they'll ring you 10 times a day, and I'm tired of running for that phone.
Well, I'll tell you, I have Jim Jordan's Bucyrus office number. Would you like you could talk to him about that also and maybe talk to him about the fruitcake toss.
Well, I got a lot of things. Have a Marion number?
No, he's got a Lima. He's got a Washington office. He's got a Lima office, a Norwalk office, and a Bucyrus office.
Okay, give me the Bucyrus.
It's 419.
Okay.
663.
Okay.
1426.
Yeah, because I'm trying to take care of two houses, and it's taken me. I'm not young anymore, and I've got so much to do because this week it'll be nice, and I really have to do a bunch of stuff here. So I'll see if I can give him a call.
Well, and the other person I thought, because he was just in Marion last week, is the governor. Now, of course, you wouldn't speak to the governor, but he's only 45 minutes up the road. But the governor does have an office that I'm sure they could pass along. Would you like the governor's number?
Okay, I don't know if I have his. I have some of them. Okay, give me his number.
His office is 614-466.
Okay.
3555.
3555.
Yeah, and of course these will all just go through press people, but if somebody calls them, you know, today, that would give them 2 months to get it on their calendar, and there could be a good shot that they would participate.
Yeah, because today it's raining, so I have to do stuff inside. I have tons of paperwork. I have tons of stuff to do and everything, but I'll give Jim Goodall and Colleen another call because sometimes their answering machine, you push that 5 and you wait to leave a message and stuff, and then, you know, it'll give you things like if you're satisfied with this, so I'll give them a call to make sure some people's messages are different.
Well, to,
they do get the message.
Because I know somebody got in touch with Jim last year because I remember him saying he just didn't have enough time being a week's notice. And Colleen, I'm sure, would return the phone call because, you know, she was on the station. Even if she couldn't do it, I'm sure she'd return the phone call.
Well, George, do you want me to, because I tell him, I think I told down to Otter. I think at Otter's office, I talked to Amber, and I said, you know, if anybody wants to do it, do you want me to, when I call him, see if his wife, Joanne, wants to do it too?
Yeah, you could ask him that. Yeah, I would just call George back directly, because I had a conversation with him about it last night, and he did not seem like he wasn't going to do it. And a matter of fact, he even wrote down to me that that he was definitely interested.
Well, he told me, thanks for thinking of him. But he said, I can't do it, and he appreciated it, and, you know, everything. So I thought there's some reason that maybe he's got something that he can't do.
I think he just didn't know a lot about it, because the way he approached me last night was, hey, somebody called me about this fruitcake toss, and he said, what's this all about? I don't think he understood that he doesn't have to get down on his hands and knees or anything like that.
Okay, because I sent Mary Ellen a Get Well card, and I just put Judy, and then I signed it. I put the fruitcake caller, because she has no idea who I am. In parentheses underneath, and I took the fruitcake caller.
That's good. I'll tell you, it's good to get these people entered, because, you know, with 32 people already in, at this point, we've hit our goal, which was 30 people. So we've still got, about 50 days to get more people in, and I think it'll be a very successful event. There's going to be quite a crowd there with the group we've got already. And yet, the governor and Jim Jordan and
show up.
Well, most of them do. I mean, last year the only ones who didn't show up, Sheriff Bales, I think, had a call. Jason Schauber had something with his hogs at his house. Other than that, I think pretty much everybody showed.
I'm trying to think. And stuff, but I think maybe not too long, maybe before the date, maybe 2 weeks or so that Mary started, or if you put it in much sooner, people will forget, I don't know.
Well, that's why I say I'm definitely waiting till after the elections to run the first start. Oh, and that's another thing. You know, somebody could put in the Sophia, I think her number's public, to see if she wanted to do it, you know, have Mary and Star representation there.
I didn't think she was down there anymore.
No, she is.
Are you talking about the voting or the reporter?
The reporter. The one that you talked to, who you said
Sophia Rogers at the. I thought you meant at the voting place.
No, the one that you said told you to go to the library. Yeah, you could give her a call and put her in. Say, listen, you can get down there and throw a fruitcake. She's a young girl.
Yeah, I don't know if I have her number yet. I have so many people's numbers.
Let me see.
Hers handy, I'll give her a call too.
Let me look here, and you can tell her if she wants to put Andrew in, because she's in touch with him. Let me see here. I know.
I couldn't believe.
What was that?
There's no Mary and Star office here at all. They do it from home. The reporting. There's no office. That's why I sent my letters up to the. You know, I thought it was there on. I guess it'd be State Street. I think was the address. And they had them almost a year. One of them, I think, they had over a year. And I didn't realize, you know, that office wasn't there.
You know, it should be in the Marion Star. Her number is right at the, if she wrote the article, her number's right at the end of the article. Do you have the Marion Star handy this morning?
Yes, I have it handy, but unless she writes something, her name isn't in there.
Well, did she write this article on the front page about support local veterans?
I don't know if she did or not.
Because I see there are a couple local stories in there today.
I can't find the page. Let's see, the veterans and the bridge.
Yeah, does it say who wrote those articles?
Yeah, she's on the bridge.
Okay, now at the end, sure. At the end of the article, if you go to the end, wherever that is.
Yeah, it's a number.
Yeah, that's her phone number. That's her direct number.
See, I called that, but when somebody gave me, I did get a hold of somebody that answered what I, but they have like 7 or 8 things you push, like real estate, and I knew not to push that button, but I pushed about, but finally I just pushed, I think, the obituary, and I got somebody, I got a guy. And then somebody gave me her number.
Yeah, I believe that's her direct number, because I've called her before. Matter of fact, let me double check here, because I know I've had her number in the past. Let me see
here. It seemed like I had a different number. I've got so much paperwork and notes I have to toss, so.
Okay, let me look here. Sophia's number here. Let me see if I can find it. Because I think I'm pretty sure it's that one, because she's contacted
She's reached out before about things. Where in the world is her number?
Yeah, I didn't get Friday's paper, so I called, and I said, would you put it with Sunday's? Oh, yes, they will. So I got Sunday's paper. It wasn't there. It wasn't there today. And I don't know why they don't bring that call center back here. Because when you called before, in one day, it was taken care of. And you have to call and call and call about anything, and it's never taken care of. So
I think if you call that number, what's that number?
Let me see here. It's 564-5243.
Yeah, I think that's the one. I think that's her cell phone. So if you give her a call.
I have, in all this paper stuff, I have, I think, the guy I got a hold of, I don't know what his name was, and then somebody gave me, I thought maybe the lady I did reach gave me the guy's, and then maybe he gave me Sophia's. I don't know. Because I was trying to push all these buttons, and if you push classified, nobody comes on. And a lot of them, they couldn't take a message. And so.
Yeah, just give them a call and see what happens and let us know.
Okay, then.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there you go. The fruitcake toss continues to heat up. We've had online here from Kevin, who's listening online. He had some interesting ideas for people to nominate, so maybe he can get a hold of them and nominate them. As I say, I think Jim Jordan and the governor would be interesting. We know they both know where Marion is. It's a fun event. It's not a political event. They can come and toss a fruitcake. I think the earlier getting to them, the better. Who else do we got in the old hopper? We've got, well, I thought, like I say, the President Harding impersonator, he would be interesting. Governor Strickland certainly would be interesting. They've both been involved in the station. Ted Williams, nobody's nominated them. Now those three, I can probably send them a message, because I know it'd be hard for somebody to reach out to them. But I could probably reach out to them if necessary. So if anybody would like to nominate them, you can give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What an event it's turning out. It's going to be the event of the season, I think. When I meet with Terry and Sean, probably election night, because we're going to have election night coverage, we're going to have to figure out what the prize is going to be here. But you can nominate anybody. You know, I would say anybody within an hour radius. We've had people come from an hour away, and this year we have people coming from an hour away. You know, Buckeye guy's down in Columbus, so he's not a local. So there you go. Anybody want to nominate somebody for the fruitcake toss or can think of somebody who they want to put in, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Also, if anybody knows of anybody who would like to do music that night, that would be interesting. You know, it'd be interesting to add some kind of music to the fruitcake toss. I don't know if it'd be a choir. I don't know if it'd be a single person performing. I don't know what we could do with that, but it'd be nice to have some music that night. Why not? Does anybody have any memories of Halloween past? That's what we're looking for here today on Halloween Day 2022. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or again, I was talking about Dugout Pizza over in Caledonia and Victor's here in Marion. Does anybody have any good recommendations for meals at those places? Or, you know what, I heard Bell's opened out in the Kohl's Plaza this past weekend. Did anybody make it over to Bell's and see what the wholesale there was at Bell's? Oh, I think we got another call coming in here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott.
Good. Happy Halloween.
Oh, I don't celebrate Halloween.
Oh, well, I think you can still. It's like, you know, Happy Hanukkah, even though you don't celebrate it.
Well, I can say Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Okay. So I have a suggestion and I have a question.
Oh, do both. Go right ahead.
Well, which do you want first?
Well, give me the suggestion.
Okay, for music, couldn't you just, like, YouTube, like, a playlist or something and do a Bluetooth?
We could, and actually, we have a gigantic speaker. I don't know where this thing came from, but it's one of these gigantic speakers that you can Bluetooth internet into. So, yeah, we could do that. I just thought it'd be interesting. I don't know if there is a singer locally who does Christmas music who would like to perform that day. So that's probably what we'll end up doing if we don't get whatever, a performer, a live performer.
Yeah. Well, I know how much you like that Mariah Carey song. On repeat.
Well, you know what's interesting? I'll tell you. We're stuck on two bases here. Number one's the music. Now, one I did not mention is the food, because I'm trying to think of, and obviously we don't want to eat fruitcake, but something that would be unique, not just food to have food, which is pretty much what we did last year. It would be just food, something unique. You know, the Peanut Push had Spam. No, that was Buckeye Chuck. Buckeye Chuck had Spam. I don't even know if they do that anymore. But it was, you know, just a unique thing for Groundhog Day. I don't know that the Peanut Push has ever had anything. I don't know what we could have for the fruitcake toss.
Yeah. And where would the funds come from? Who's going to put the bill for that to feed all those people?
Well, the food... You know, that's why I'm thinking you don't want to give them a meal, but something small, like an appetizer. I mean, I'm sure we could handle that for that amount of people. You know, like the Spam, I'm sure is not a great expense.
When you say we, can you define
it? Well, I think the higher-ups at the station who make those decisions, who... we'll be together, because we will be doing election night coverage. So, by the way, I hope everybody tunes in election night starting at 7:10. But next Tuesday? Yeah, I think it's the 8th, next Tuesday. So we'll all be together that night for the first time in a long time. So I'm sure this will come up, what we're going to give the winner food-wise, and also food. But I would like to come to the table with a food idea, just something small, something cheap, something kind of quirky, like Spam was quirky for Spam sandwiches at 7 o'clock in the morning. For Groundhog Day, Groundhog Day is odd, but it became a tradition. I don't know what would be. What is an odd food? Spam's odd.
Little Caesars.
No, that's not an odd. That's common. What is an odd food that people? I don't know. I can't think of anything. I don't know why nothing's coming off the top of my
head. Well, the only thing that comes to my mind is Baumschlager.
Oh, well, that's not bad stuff.
It was so funny, though, at my job, one other person in the break room that day, there were several in there, but only, like, one other person knew what it was, and her and I both liked it, and everybody else was like, what? Liver pudding, what? And so we brought a bunch of it in with onions and mustard and stuff, and we had different people trying it, and it was just like, that's kind of a bygone era type thing. I don't think many people are enjoying a nice Baumschlager thing.
No. So if somebody can think of something that would be, I keep thinking of maybe some kind of fruit, because we're doing fruit cake, or some kind of cake, because we're doing cake, but I don't know what it would be. I we'll have to think of something. So what's the question?
Where is all these people supposed to park?
Well, I'll tell you, that's an interesting thing that you bring that up, because as this grows, there is a possibility that we might end up moving it to a place that would be better parking. Which we
okay.
would publicize that in the newspaper and on the air here, but yeah, there's still a question of that, because you know, if we get up, I don't know what I mean. Last year we had close to 30 and the parking was fine, so I'm guessing if we get over 45 people, that would probably be the moving point.
Okay.
So a 50, but I don't know. What do you think about the President Harding impersonator or who was it, Ted Strickland or Ted Williams or...
Oh, yeah, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
Is anybody hitting up any of these local churches, like these pastors or anything?
Well, no, and I think that's a good idea as well. I think, I always said Brett Cornelius. Now, he's on city council, but he's also the guy over at...
Gethsemane, isn't
Gethsemane.
It?
Gethsemane Lutheran. So, you know...
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I'll tell you who, I don't know if you could get him or not, but I'll tell you who I always thought was so funny was that Donald Trump impersonator. That guy's so funny.
Oh, he is. He's very good. Well, you know what? I'll look into it and see what his availability is. But there's a lot of people. You know, this morning I just thought about Jim Jordan and the governor. Who knows? They might show up. They were here.
Well, Phil Donahue, he's pretty fond of you. Maybe he'd want to come chuck a fruit.
Chuck a fruit. We're going to break, but good ideas. Thanks, Sarah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention. With conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly.
This is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, how many conventions have you been to?
Well, I came to my first one in 1952, so you can...